We are up to Simon Reish Lamed Hei, page 296, and we shall be learning now. We've completed all the halachas relevant to Mincha, which is astonishingly little. Mincha is very little there. Now we're going to proceed with halachas Ma'ariv. And halachas Ma'ariv boils down to really halachas Kriyat Shema, which is the Deraisa element, and that's what we're going to be seeing now. So, Simon Reish Lamed Hei, you see it's called Hilchas Kriyat Shema V'Tfilah Shel Arvis. It's two separate mitzvahs, really. And Reish Lamed Hei, Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, the time of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Zman Kriyat Shema B'Laylo. The time of Kriyat Shema in the evening. Meshas. From the time, it's Yashla Shekhovim Kitanim. These three small stars arising in the night. Three small stars. Pass. Not at all. Sometimes they're quite substantial. No, so, well, you're right that we're going to say that we are not Bekin. We're going to see that we're not Bekin. And that really, Medina de Gemara, you need Beinonim. You don't need large ones, but you need middle-sized. And nowadays, since we're not Bekin, we say, you know, go for Ketanim, then you're for sure covered. So that's why we need Ketanim. But if it's a dark evening, it's a dark day, really. It was a cloudy day, and it's hard to exactly find out about the stars. Yamtin atchiyetzi asofik mili, but you wait until the doubt goes away from your heart. So we're learning now that the nacht is defined as itziyah shloshik rechovim ketanim. Nacht is defined as three stars being visible in the night. Remember, this was very Marshal Ochel Maisa. Until a few years ago, people didn't have the wristwatches that we have got, or the clocks. It wasn't so common. So people actually were, obviously, the way they timed Motzei Shabbos and Nacht, and even Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, there's a time physically when it's actually night, when it's Tzeizek Rechovim. Tzeizek Rechovim is defined by the actual visible stars in the sky. Now, why is that the time of Ma'ariv? So Mishavu explains it kotn ala pilaylo misha. Teksiv uve shach b'chav, when you lie down. Fekoidim laylo, lavs man shchivehu. The Pasuk doesn't say anything about laylo explicitly. Pasuk says, uve shach b'chav, uv kumecha, the time of shach is when you lie down. When do you lie down normally? By night. So that's why, when it's dark, and that's why uve shach b'chav means really tesek kichovim. For laylo mikro, and night is considered mishaniru berekiya shlosh kichovim beinunim. When three middle-sized stars are in the sky, ach, but, bipnesh eno kol bikin, since we're not really great experts in star-gazing, forever lito is bigdoilim, and people are not sure what to pick, what are small, what are medium-sized, therefore, we are machmir, Mishnah says, gdoilim bevadai en simen lailo, great large stars are certainly not proof that it's night, should become a problem nirin afilo b'yoyim, because sometimes, you can see stars by day as well. If they are particularly big stars, can be visible by day as well. So big stars is no proof that it's night. Only middle-sized stars are proof for the night. And since we don't exactly know what's... So therefore, we're going to go for tiny stars. That's nice. So what we do. You look out for three little stars, yeah.
Presumably, it doesn't mean big and small stars. It means...
Correct. That is what it means. Indeed. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say that we're now Bekin? Because we know exactly which stars are which?
No, because we're not. Because an average person won't be able to. There are people out there who do know, but an average person out there is quite ignorant. And we can't assume. And therefore, the halacha is based on a certain level of Enu Bekin. Siv cotton base, shloshik kichovim, afilum fuzom, that's really important. You can look in three different directions. One tiny star here, one tiny star there, and one tiny star in a totally different direction, and that's acceptable, that's fine, it's still considered nacht. So they can be spread out as well. Now, yamtin, you should wait, the sofik derai, so it's sofik derai. Now, boys, I think this is one of the very few, if not the only place, that a zman is defined. Or, in fact, our loch is defined by a person's yiras shamayim. What do I mean? We're saying that you should look out for three small stars. But what if you can't see three small stars because it's a cloudy day? What should you do? Yamten, you should wait. Had shiyotze asofik melibo, until the heart tells you, until you feel, okay, you're happy to take the... You're happy to take the plunge. You're happy to go for it. Had she yotza sofik milibo until the sofik, the doubt, is gone away from your heart. Now that depends very much. Some people, it's all right, it's okay, it's fine. And some people are much more nervous. And they say, I need to 100% sure it's might still be light, and they've got these nerven, they have a bit more. So here we're seeing that actually, it goes according to a person's Yad Shemayim. Hachi Yotza Sofik Meliboy. When you are confident that this is night now, that's when you can, it's Nacht. If you're not sure, it's a cloudy day, you can't see three stars. If you're not sure, then it's not, you should wait. Yeah. Absolutely, yes. Yeah, so we're not going to be... So, Mishnah Berurah is going to help us a little bit for your question. And if not, let me know, please. Sivkot Ntalat, Beliboy from your heart. If you have got a clear, precise timing of Shkia Sachama, then Yamtin Kishir Abu Milin, you can wait 4 million. Four million, which is... How long is 4 million? 72 minutes. So if you know what time is Shkia, you add another 72 minutes, and that's when you know when it's Nacht. How do we call this? Zman. That's Rabbeinu Tam. That is Rabbeinu Tam. So one thing Mishnah Berurah says, these are regular minutes. So Mishnah Berurah says that if you want to know what time is Nacht, if you don't want to bother with the stars, you do know what time is Shkia plus 72 minutes. What time is Shkia today? Rabbi Yisai? Pardon? 9? You add another 72 minutes? That is Nacht. 72 minutes. Rabbi, is that what we normally keep? When do you keep Matzah Shabbos? How many minutes after Shkia?
Is it not sometimes also done by the number of degrees
or something? Yeah, it does, but normally on the Zman of that, the town Zman, the one, the Luach, is not 72 minutes. It's not, it's far less than that. 9:07. Nacht is?
Nacht 7.5 degrees
at 10:04,
8 degrees
at
10:09, and the
winter time is
10:19.
Okay, here.
So can you go
for
the early one?
10:04. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here.
7.5 degrees.
Good. So,
So
we, there's this man that the Mishnah Berurah holds now, in the opinion of Shulchan Aruch, is that Nacht is defined as 72 minutes. And that is known as Zman Rabbeinu Tam, which is 72 minutes, which is what all Chassidim keep. And that is without doubt, everybody agrees, that Rosh Hashanah keeps, at least over here. Maybe elsewhere it doesn't, but over here it certainly keeps. Pardon?
It's another Rabbeinu Tam.
11:56. What? Yeah. That is the difference. That's a different way of looking at it. That's Rabbeinu Tam, not 72 minutes. Yeah, that's Rabbeinu Tam, not 72 minutes, yeah. So, Lemaisa, Rabbeinu Tam, generally, we just look 72 minutes after the Shkia. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's 58 minutes after the Shkia is the second Shkia, what's called the second Shkia. And the people who hold 72 minutes Shkia, 72 minutes Rabbeinu Tam, they can actually still, really, they could really, Rabbeinu Tam himself would allow Mincha, and any mitzvah of the day, until the second Shkia, which is 58 minutes after the first Shkia, and that's what Chassidim do. Chassidim have no issue to have Mincha after the first Shkia. They go for the second Shkia because they hold the Rabbeinu Tam. So that is what Shulchan Aruch holds. No, that they generally don't. You have to be very extreme to do that. But Meikar Din, they really, you get this to Sefer Shabbos, etc. But really, 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 they could. But it's not generally accepted. Yeah.
How long does 72 minutes work? Because the closer you are to the horizon, the quicker Benish Moshe would be. Further north or south you go, the longer it will take.
Yeah.
If you're in the Arctic or Antarctic, then 6 months the sun's never going to set and 6 months the sun's never going to rise.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the answer is, because it's without going into details, it's a given, the Ben Hashmoshes time is a given. The Ben Hashmoshes time is a given. That it takes approximately a quarter of an hour, that is Ben Hashmoshes has to be a given. Now, so they work backwards. So, since it's 4 million, because it works with 4 million. 4 million is, Nacht is 4 million after Shkia Sachama.
But it'll be different depending on your...
No, the 4 million is that's factual, the length of 4 million.
I what I'm saying is that maths is immutable, and you can't decide that it's dark and it isn't dark.
Yeah, that's a good, absolutely, absolutely, that's absolutely.
If you go to Norway, you will have a different net benefit than if you go to Hawaii. It's just impossible that you won't.
Yeah.
So you will, and that's
yeah.
Okay,
this is a very good question. The Rishonim ask very similar to what you are asking. And I'm not a great expert in Zmanim, but it appears that there's something called Halachic Zman. And it's not necessarily what we look at with our naked eye. But that's a discussion. It's only, I'm not a great expert in that. But a good point. The Rishonim definitely say kind of statements the way you are defending.
Yeah, that's what
yeah, called. Absolutely.
Which
that's that as well, yeah.
It doesn't apply elsewhere.
Elsewhere, it could be. So according to that, that's true. So according to that, you don't have necessarily 72 minutes. It could be different in other places in the world, which Machoni Paskin as well. That's true. But generally, it's accepted as Rabbi Natan being 72 minutes. Generally. Okay, so that's what we... that's when you can do fulfill the mitzvah Shema. When Shema is to be said by Nacht, which I can define 72 minutes. We continue. What happens if you daven Shema before Nacht? What do you do then? You say it again. Vim koro koidim lechein, yichoyze v'koyro oysa b'loi brachas, we should say Shema again later on without its appropriate brachas. Vim ha-tzibu makdim likos kiya Shema mibod yoim. What happens if the tzibu, the minion, daven kiya Shema by day? Ever seen anybody doing that? Any shul doing that? Yeah? If they daven Shema, they daven Maariv, and Shema by day. So what are you going to do? Hikoy mohen kiya Shema, where you should say Shema with them, hubir koyseh, with its brachas, in other words, daven Maariv with them, v'shegi hazman, and when the time comes of Shema, which is when? By Nacht, a few hours later, koyri kiya Shema, but you should say again Shema, but you should do so without brachas. Miu, Lo yachse v'ispalel b'laylo, do not daven again Shmoyne Esre by night. Hafal b'shatzimu makdim in ha'b'lifne ha'laylo. Although the minion has davened Ma'ariv long before Nacht. Elohim Kate, unless hu rogil b'shaprishes v'chsidas, he's a very extremely holy man. If you're an extremely great holy man, then, and you are porish and a chosid, you are a very extremely highly good person, then the oz, if you're an extremely holy person, you can daven mincha ma'ariv before Nacht, and then later on by Nacht after tzitzit kochavim, you can daven ma'ariv a second time because it's Nacht already. But if you're just an average kind of person, then all you should do is you daven ma'ariv with the minyan and Shema later on by Nacht. Because he wants to have why does he want to? Because he wants to have Ma'ariv by Nacht.
No,
he wants to have Shmoneh Esre when it's his right time. Minyan. Minyan. No, so he's talking about there's no minyan earlier. There's no minyan later. This great chassid, he's got a problem here. Because he can either have the minyan early, or he can have the yechidus later. What should he do? So he wants to catch both. He wants to have Ma'ariv with a minyan, and he wants to have Ma'ariv by Nacht. So if he's a very, very holy person, very exceptionally highly good person, he can do twice. He can do once with a minion and later on again by Nacht. But if you're not so holy, you should just daven Ma'ariv with a minion before Nacht and say Shema later on again. This particularly holy person, he could even do the brachas. Yeah. So why can he do it? Why can he do it?
Well, what's the point in doing it?
What's the point?
Because
he wants to have Ma'ariv Bismanoi.
But it's more.
He wants to catch both. He wants to have a minion and he wants to have Ma'ariv Bismanoi. Well, what's more important? What's the priority?
Well,
so he wants to do both.
The Ma'ariv that it's important to do Bismanoi would be the Shema.
No, who says? Maybe there's a point, and that's what this chassid wants to do. He wants to have Ma'ariv when it's Tzitzit Kochavim. Because it's really the evening tefillah. It's not an afternoon tefillah, it's an evening tefillah. It belongs to the next day already. So on Stop the Shmoina Esser on its relevant day.
So
yeah.
How do we justify doing it early then?
Well, how do we? Because Shulchan Aruch said explicitly that you can do it. Shulchan Aruch says black on white that you can do it. You can daven Ma'ariv before Nacht. As long as you daven Shema later on again.
But what basis can you do it before Nacht? Just for dominion? Is that the only reason you do it before Nacht?
Why can you? Not really. I mean, it's based on the fact that there is a minyan, but it's also because lemaisa you can't daven with paskin in the early sim we learned that you're allowed to paskin that ma'ariv can be daven already from plaga mincha onwards, and you're davening it from plaga mincha. So chachamim said you can daven. Chachamim established that you can't daven ma'ariv at such an early stage, as long as you daven shema later on again. Yeah. Why don't you? Good. Mishnah Berurah explains that. So, the Mishnah Berurah explains that goes a little bit more, answers your question a bit. In Sifkot and Ches, Mishnah Berurah explains. Imatzibu, Ve'hoyo oisin came in Atchak. The reason why it was established initially that people would daven Ma'ariv early is because of a difficult situation. Shekama pa'omim. A few times, he people were to wait to have ma'ariv until nacht. People go to their houses, but they wouldn't have mitzibu. So it was an step. You can't be matrich people to come twice in the evening. They're going to come out once. They're going to have mincha and ma'ariv, and that's it. If you ask them to come later for ma'ariv, they're not going to bother. They're not going to come out at 10:30 in the evening to have ma'ariv. They're not going to. So that's why Chum established. You know better. Better, what's called better, a bird in the hand than, what's the expression? What's that?
Two in the bush.
Better a bird in the hand and two in the bush. That's exactly what Shulchan Aruch is saying over here. Better, you know, you daven mincha and ma'ariv, you go with Maker Adin, you can daven ma'ariv and plug him in. So it's fine. Rather than, if you ask them to come later by ma'ariv again, they're not going to bother coming. There's going to be a substantial amount of people who are not going to be matriach. There's also a huge amount of amaratzim, ignorant people out there. If you don't ask them to daven with the tzibur, they're not going to bother davening at all. The al came, therefore, we therefore rely on the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, they hold the plaga mincha on is considered the time for the davening ma'ariv, Israel, as we've seen in Sim Reish Lamed Gimel, the Shor Ilaskin, Mishatchak, you're allowed to do so, Mishatchak. Since you daven ma'ariv, we can obviously daven shema as well. There are many poskim who disagree with that, but that is established halacha. Now, why can't you just daven shmoneh eseh? Why can't you just do shmoneh eseh and then shema with brachas later by night? Very good, says the Mishabun Sifkot Yud. Yeah, how about that? You daven mincha, and then you wait for Shema, you don't say, you just do Shmoina Esser of Ma'ariv, and then Shema, in the evening, when you're going to say it after Nacht, you say it together with Brochus. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Says Shabur, that's not a good idea. Why? Because so it's important that you should say that the concept of Smich Gudel Tfilah, to be so mechgudel letfila, to connect Shmoneh Esser with Shema, and therefore, although you're not fulfilling mitzvah Shema, but at least if you're so mechgudel letfila, and therefore you should say later on Shema without brachas. Make sense? Makes sense. It does make sense. Yeah. What about kavana? When do you have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah? Shema. What about kavana? Second, absolutely. Mishnah Berurah got a test. He could come kiyah shema. V'loi chaven ozlotz is dechov as kiyah shema. Do not attempt to be yoitza. Kim bekiyah shnir shikoy achkach bezman. I once saw. I don't know. I feel it's plain ignorance. I saw once a person who was very, very overly careful to say shema. It was shema shel avos. It was before nacht. He's going to have to say shema anyway again later. And his makpit b'diktukel v'oisiyoseh was mamash makpit. You know, I don't know if there isn't. I mean, Shema is Shema, and you always need to be careful to some extent. But to say Eisav Besod Ducha Livhem Techa, if you're going to say Shema like this, you will save it for the second time. Do you know what I mean? It's not Nacht yet. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah according to any days. Yeah.
Is
No. Yeah, but it's not Zman of... I know there is such a day. I remember, now that you're saying, I remember seeing, but it's not... But it's not... Because it's Uvi Shach Pecha. It's Uvi Shach Pecha. It's a different mitzvah. It's a special... Yeah, but not mitzvah Kiryas Shema, which is a special mitzvah. It says Uvi Shach Pecha. Uvi Shach Pecha is the time that people go to sleep, which is by Nacht Mamash. Yeah. What do you need to say when you go, when it's Nacht? What do you have to say then? What do you have to say? Which part of Shema do you have to say? Pardon? All three. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph. Chshagi Azman Koyre. V'day Shikro Shtei Parshas Arishonos. So efficient said the first two Parshas. Kevin Shehizki Yitzias Mitzrayim Beveis HaKnesses. Your Yotz already mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim in Shul earlier. Tenehi Sins Dilin Kiyah Shema Lo Yotzu Bezeh Azman Mishum Dakati Lav Zman Shchivahu. So you know Yotz Mitzvah Shkiyah Shema Mamesh. But Lini Yitzias Mitzrayim Shon Mechuyov Nasky Belayla Yotz Bezeh Azman. So, Yitzias Mitzrayim, which you're obligated to remember, that you've said earlier, you yotze that already. Early Ma'ariv. But Shema Mamash you still need to do. And the Shema Mamash is only the first two parshas. That's what you need to do. So you don't really need to say Vayoyma later on. You don't really need to. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Beis tells us about Kiryas Shema Shalamita. And he says one should not rely on Kiryas Shema Shalamita for that particular mitzvah, because you're unlikely to say it with its proper kavana. Mishnah Berurah recommends that you don't say it then, because you're unlikely to say it with its proper kavana and all its halachic, you're not going to say carefully enough. If you said Ma'ariv by Nacht, if you said Shema by Nacht, then you say Kiryas Shema Shalamita, okay, whatever you say is fine, it's a Shmira. But if you're going to be fulfilling the mitzvah now of Mrs. Kiryas Shema, the Mishnah Berurah says you may not have sufficient kavana if you're like with one eye already closing, and you're like nearly by the pillow, you say, you quickly want to say Shema, as you are like hitting the pillow, is it, chances are you're not going to say it the right way. You're like, you're saying, okay, the last bit I'm going to say with closed eyes, and the next you know is that you wake up in the morning. So he said, it's not best practice to say Shema at that moment, yeah.
Is it applied to women as well, this? It's not about
Fishma? No, this so, part not.
This doesn't apply to women?
No. Yeah.
Because Rosh Hashiva says exactly the opposite.
Better to say then?
He says, so he doesn't say exactly, but he said it's a very good idea to say all three paragraphs for Kiryas Shema Shalamita,
yep,
on the basis that you might not have said it properly,
yep,
during Shema. And in any event, when you can say it slowly by yourself,
yeah,
you can take the time to say the kavanas.
Yeah, I know. And the truth is, I agree with what you're saying, because the minhag seems to be, if you look at most sidurim and at most Kiryas Shema, probably Kiryas Shema Shalamita, it's not by chance that normally they have all the three parshas there. I don't think it's a mistake. Yeah, the two parshas there. They don't normally... The reason why it's there, I think, is because I think the minhag is always to be Yedavka Yotze the mitzvah then. It could be. So that's what I heard from Tzumai Rav as well, like Rabbi Levi said that once. That because from the Kiryas Shema Shalamita perspective, you don't need to say all that. So the reason that it's published there, it may indicate that people were Yotze the mitzvah at that point. Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I suppose depending on when people go to sleep, but yeah. I'm just saying what Mishnah Berurah says. He says that it's not great practice. Okay, Rabbi said very quickly, we learned tonight halachas of Kiryas Shema Tefilas Shamayim. We learned Zman Kiryas Shema is by Nacht, three little stars because we're on a Bikin. If you don't see stars because it's cloudy, you should wait until the doubt goes away from your heart. If you say it before that, you shouldn't say if you daven Ma'ariv early with a tzibur, that's fine, as long as you say Ma'ariv later on, and we added some halachos to that. Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.